We go.
Thank you.
Hi everyone. Just let me know if you can hear me. Give me a thumbs up. Yeah, okay, that's good. So welcome again to our virtual church gathering. I'm going to try and keep it really short this morning. So only 2 hours for a Hill City sermon. Only joking, 10 minutes starting from now. And to help us listen together, I thought we could use the reactions in Zoom, but actually, given the one the reactions is thumbs up, we might as well just do thumbs up with our actual thumbs, our gifts from God. So let's test it out. If you can give me a thumbs up, then I know you're there and we can keep on track together. Excellent. Okay, so this morning is all about a change of plans and how we should react and how we should act when our plans change. Obviously, we've all experienced a change of plans with the lockdown, the coronavirus lockdown. And maybe there's something that you were really looking forward to doing, but now the plans have changed. Kids, you would have been planning to go into school, and now the schools are closed. So give me a thumbs up who's happy about that. Oh, yes, lots of thumbs up there. But some of you will have had a birthday coming up in the next few months, and you were maybe planning a party with friends or going out to some place that involved a meeting of more than just two people, and now you're going to have to change your plans. So thumbs up if that's happened to you. Yeah, it's not so great, is it? A change of plans can be really hard. And today we're looking at Numbers chapter 15 in the Bible. Numbers 15. So if you've got a Bible, feel free to go ahead and look it up. It's the fourth book in the Bible. We're only going to read parts of this chapter this morning. So I'd encourage you to take the time to read the whole chapter later, only if you're not busy doing anything else, of course. The Israelites in Numbers chapter 15 have just had a huge change of plans. We might have to wait months till our life gets back on track, but the Israelites were going to have to wait 40 years. That is a huge change of plans. So what happened? Well, long story short, God brought the Israelites right to the edge of the promised land, but they didn't trust him to take them in. God had promised them their own land. He'd rescued them from slavery, and he'd led them all the way through the desert. But then they got scared by the people living in the land and their strong city walls. And in the end, they cried out, God should have just left us in Egypt. We were better off there. If we fight these people, we're going to get slaughtered. And this lack of trust, this lack of faith, of course, makes God angry. And that's what we saw. That's what Pete brought us last week. What was the Israelites' key problem? It was reacting in fear instead of acting in faith. And so God changes the plans. And he basically says, if you don't want the promised land, then I'll give it to your children instead. And he sends the people off to wander in the desert for 40 years, waiting for that older, unbelieving generation to die out. So for most of the Israelite adults, it's game over. They will never see the promised land. That's hard, isn't it? Change of plans can be really hard. And you know, we can't always control our gut reactions to a change of plans, but we can control our actions. We can't always control our reactions, but we can control our actions. The Israelites react by sulking, by feeling shame, and by trying to shrug it off. Those are three reactions which I've gone into more detail about in the full version of the sermon, which if you want, you can read. There's a PDF. It's on the Hill City WhatsApp group. I sent it a couple of minutes ago. You can go and read that. You can read it instead of listening to me if you want, because everything I'm going to say is also in there. But that's the long version. So feel free to grab that and read it later. But we're just going to focus for a few minutes on this one really interesting thing which God tells the people to do. It's right at the end of Numbers chapter 15, and I've called it the surrounding, okay? The surrounding. Let's read verses 37 to 41, Numbers 15, verses 37 to 41. And God's got a little kind of fashion statement for the Israelites here to help them out. So verse 37 to 41. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel and tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to put a cord of blue on the tassel of each corner. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord, to do them, not to follow after your own heart and your own eyes, which you were inclined to whore after. So you shall remember and do all my commandments and be holy to the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." So did you spot the little tweak to their clothing that God wanted them to make? Tassels, right? Give me a thumbs up if you've got any clothes with tassels on. Oh, someone, is that Abs there? Is that a little thumb from Abs? Give me a thumbs up if you've got any rugs with tassels on, right? But it's right here in the Bible. Tassels are not just for carpets. They're not just for Native American panpipe players. Tassels are for all of these Israelites here. God instructs the people to attach tassels to the corners of all their clothes. And they're not just any old tassels, okay? They were to weave a special blue cord into these tassels. Now, I'm a big fan of blue, but why blue? It actually wasn't a fashion statement, okay? It wasn't a fashion statement. Blue was a special color. Blue fabric was a valuable fabric. And when you look back at Exodus, where the Israelites had to build the tabernacle, that special place for meeting with God, can you guess which color was used throughout? Yep, it was blue. So by putting a blue cord in the tassels on each of their clothes, the Israelites were surrounding themselves with reminders of God and his holiness, God and his value, God and his weight in their lives. They were surrounded by blue, surrounded by God, the surrounding. These tassels, they weren't lucky charms, they were reminders. There was nothing magical about the material, no kind of magical powers in the blue string. But you can imagine how these tassels would have changed their daily lives, okay? They'd go out of their tents to collect manna for food. And as they crouched down to pick it up, a flash of blue, a reminder that God provides. Maybe they'd be working, they'd be cleaning out their animals, wiping off the sweat on their brow, and they'd see a flash of blue again, a reminder that God is my strength. They get to the end of the day, they'd be getting ready for bed, they'd take off their cloak. Again, they'd see that flash of blue, a reminder that God is my rest. Every area of life, they were being reminded to put God first. Every corner of life was surrounded by God. And that would be such a comfort, especially because of how their plans had changed. The next 40 years were going to be difficult years wandering around in the desert. And yet these little blue tassels were a reminder that God was surrounding them. God was to be involved in every area of their lives. And I just wonder if that's maybe an idea that we could borrow for our lives, particularly at this time. What would happen, for example, if you put a little blue strip of tape on your TV remote? Then before you switch on the news and hear the latest death tolls, you would have already been reminded God's in control. Or what if you stick, it doesn't have to be a blue piece of tape, what if you stick a Bible verse on your kitchen cupboard? And then when you're worried about empty shelves or panic buying, you'll be reminded God provides. Or just something on your bathroom mirror, so that when you're there brushing your teeth and you're panicking about your throat feeling sore, you'll be reminded God cares for me. Can you still hear me, by the way? I saw there's a bit of a connection problem there. Good, okay. Verse 39 in the passage we just read is really honest. Because it reminds us that if we don't act to deliberately remind ourselves of God, then our natural ways of reacting, following our eyes, following our hearts, will actually lead us away from him. If we don't act to remind ourselves of God, we will naturally react in a way that leads us away from him. We can't be naive about the way our hearts behave, the way our eyes behave. Our hearts and our eyes will lead us to those negative reactions, to sulk, to shame, to shrug, and to worry, doubt, panic, stress as well. So let's put our faith in the truth of verse 41 at the end of that passage. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Let's just pray. Father God, thank you for who you are. Thank you for the power that you showed in bringing your people out of Egypt. Thank you for the kindness and love that you showed in each one of our lives. And thank you ultimately, Lord, for showing your love in sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. Thank you for the forgiveness that we have in him. Thank you for the freedom that we have in him. And now in this difficult time, Lord, I just pray that you would help us to surround ourselves with reminders of your faithfulness, to take every opportunity to give you thanks for the good times, so that in this difficult time, Lord, we would know and be reminded again and again that you're faithful, that we can trust you, that you are good. Thank you that even though the Israelites had a hard 40 years ahead of them, you still walked with them, you still traveled with them. And thank you that you are right here with us now in this situation, Lord. Give us the faith and the trust to look beyond our circumstances and to keep trusting you. And we do pray, Lord, for our nation and for this situation, Lord, that you would have mercy, that you would bring us through this. And actually, Lord, that through this situation, we as a nation would be humbled and ready to depend on you, ready to cry out to you and trust you again. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.